Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's been a while since we've had a little chat, but I've watched from a distance, and it's a phenomenal thing you're doing here. I mean, Crawley's now got 3 listening groups. I mean, that's a lot of help, isn't it?
It is a lot of help, and the good thing about it is that men who come to the circle after a period of time kind of get involved in the circle and eventually become leaders of the groups and kind of get involved in all the volunteering and activities side of things. So yeah. That's how we're kind of growing. We're growing internally, which I feel is very empowering.
Yeah, I mean, is this a case of actually men beginning to understand themselves a little more and realising that they need some help, or is it just a case that there's a growing need for this sort of thing?
I think there's 3 things here, really. So you have men who join circles because they want to give back. You know, they might be in a relatively good place, you know, their happy life and happy inside and things like that.
Yeah.
And they want to come along and just help others, you know, because, you know, they've been helped themselves along the way. You know, we have other men who have life pressures, you know, and, you know, they're feeling it. They're feeling, you know, the kind of the darkness, you know, the anxieties and things like that. And they come along to a safe place to talk and be supported by like-minded men.
Mm.
And the other men from that point is the men who have come along for a period of time where they feel confident, you know, connected, and just feel like, you know what, I'm all right. I've actually come here. I've now feel like this because this group's helped me and I want to help my fellow man. And what they do is they just support a new man who comes through the door. And it just goes round and round and round, and it just grows and grows and grows. So that's how we've got to 3, you know, circles a week in Crawley.
Yeah, I say it's one of those things that it's a well-known thing that men generally don't talk about their issues. They shush them under the table and all that. But you're kind of reversing that trend, certainly in Crawley and certainly also with your one in East Grinstead as well. How are you managing to sort of do this? Because, I mean, I'm guessing there are other listening groups around the country, but it's not something that's well publicised and not something that most men would even know about.
So what we do is we work very closely with the NHS, social prescribers, probation and local kind of mental wellbeing groups in these areas. And what we do is we have what we call a referral system, which basically means that they will pass over with permission details of that person. We'll give them a call, introduce ourselves, have a conversation. And from that conversation, then we would meet and greet them and bring them into the group. On the flip side of that, if some guys are not ready for that, then what we can do is telephone conversations, a coffee if needs be, and then they come to, you know, they come down to the circle. So we have a very easy way of introducing men into our circles, because like everything, when you're a stranger into something you're not part of, it can be quite daunting. Just like your first football team, when you walk in and, you know, you're all eyes on you. But we just basically meet and greet. You, immediately within a few minutes, you've got friendly guys saying hello, cup of tea or coffee in your hand. And from that point, they're talking away. And then we just guide them through the evening and they talk about what's going on in their head. And at the end of the session, they just feel a lot lighter. And their kind of end of the evening checkout states that, where they feel a lot better. They let a few tears go. And we just basically support them from that point.
Yeah, I've got to point out, too, because the way you've described that, this is not a one-stop talking shop and out after the one go. It's an ongoing thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, what you put in, you get out. You know, the more you work on yourself, you know, the better you will be. And that's exactly what we are. I mean, one session, of course you're going to come and have your kind of, you know, right, what's this about, or do we want to talk? But what I have to be very clear is that any man can join us, and if they don't want to talk, that's fine. If you want to sit there and observe, that's fine. But 8 times out of 10, a man will talk, whether it will be in the beginning or at the end. But the key is keep coming and be a part of it. And we offer all the other services along with the circles as well, you know, we do nature walks. We take the men out into nature weekends 4 times a year, We have an A to Z service in Sussex, so we can help men with different kind of services for them, family and friends, to help them as well. We have leisure days, football days. We're a community. Dare I say family? You know, the guys feel like these guys are like more like a brother to them than actual brothers, because they're getting that kind of love and warmth, and that's what they're saying to us. That's not us saying it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, are you managing to sort of keep the funding going for these things? Because I'm not sure. These are privately funded, aren't they?
Yeah, so the funding, we work very hard to fundraise ourselves. So we, you know, we go out into the community and we put on events, and you know, we get kind of donations to us as well. You know, donations from as far as Scotland, who we're not even there, but they just love the fact that we're helping men to stop, you know, being unalived and having their mental well-being.
There's the goal, I think, Sean. Men sharing Glasgow.
Well, you know what? That'd be a long way for me to travel once a week. I'd have to move up there, but I'm not sure if the wife would be happy with that.
No, I don't think she probably would.
Yeah, no, one day. I mean, one day. It's with our business, and probably something I'll mention probably at the end, if that's okay, you know, we are looking for, you know, people. If there's a group of people who want to, you know, set up a circle in their area, we can help with that. It just means that we'll have to advise how to get funding and things like that. You know, that's the kind of goal, like a franchise model of helping us to do this. But as it stands, we are, you know, we're concentrating on the communities and then kind of moving on from there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, so regards to funding, you know, we get it from local sources in and around Sussex. That's our breadline. But one day we're hoping to be self-sufficient, and that's what we're working towards.
That would be really good. I mean, there's no financial help, I'm guessing, from the National Health Service.
Unfortunately, not. There's money there, obviously, for the departments of mental health. But as you've seen with the news and in reality, you know, with local councils and things like that, everything's just cutting back, really,
everything's in short supply, isn't exactly. it, really? Certainly when it comes to funds. It's not just this sort of thing. It's all sorts of other services and bits of infrastructure that aren't getting the attention that perhaps they need. But you continue on and do some fabulous work. So you're in Crawley 3 days a week. Well, 2 days, two evenings and one afternoon in Crawley. That's Monday and Wednesday. 7 till 9 on Monday and 7 till 9 on Wednesdays, and then 4:30 to 6:30 on Wednesdays. And you're also in East Grinstead on a Tuesday. And just about to open up a new one in Horsham.
Yeah, that's right. So this Thursday, we are opening up our third community, Horsham, which is at the United Reformed Church, just off Springfield Road in Horsham. Yeah, we're starting there. We're kind of bringing it. We've had demand, really, from a lot of organisations in Horsham who contacted us saying, look, you know, we've got men here just waiting for you. So the call came and we thought, well, yeah, let's do it. So we're now going live this Thursday. So if any man in that area, surrounding area of Horsham, would like to join us, we will meet and greet with you. Just to point out, parking is opposite the YMCA. You'll see units to let. The building parking just on the left there, just to be clear.
Okay, but, so where is it in Horsham?
It's basically kind of just off the centre point of the. It's where the Swan car park. It's literally, as you kind of go off, if you come from, say, Crawley, coming up to the traffic lights, you've got the insurance building, which you go underneath, you turn left to go off into the Swan Walk shopping centre, you just keep going down that dual carriageway and you'll see a units for let blue sign.
Yeah.
You just turn left there, and if you look to your right, you've got the YMCA building just facing you. So it's we will have a clear banner up there just for our evenings, so when you'll see men share listening group and you just turn left there and you're there, and we'll be there waiting.
I'm hoping you've got this. Have you got the postcode for it, just in case?
Yeah, RH12 2RG.
2RG, okay. And we'll add the rest of the address to that at some point, I'm sure. But the postcode is always the useful thing. You stick it into the sat nav and away you go. So I'm guessing you're doing this in the same way as you have done with your previous listening groups, and just doing this as a very gentle introduction and getting the word out, I presume, by word of mouth.
Yes, so if everything's exactly the same as other communities, we are coming in quite... I'll be honest with you, we're coming in with the hope that men arrive and we can immediately connect with them and support them, you know, straight from the off. We want them to ease in and be part of this. We are promoting ourselves through the Pathfinder, which is like way through, and we're obviously other the NHS, doctor surgeries, and... Yeah, we're kind of getting on the social medias, obviously with yourself here today. So yeah, we'll continue to kind of keep getting the word out, and we're hoping that men who come will tell their friends and advertise them on their socials, and the numbers will just keep growing and growing. So yeah, we've got confidence, absolute confidence.
Yeah, one thing I've got to ask you about this, because it's fairly apparent that. There are certain areas where this will work much better than others. Is this to do with status or wealth or lack of wealth at all?
In the sense of why men come?
Well, in sense of the areas where men will attend, because it's not all men with issues that will attend this sort of thing. They have this block in their mind. And is it kind of, well, dare I say it, the more wealthy areas that sort of fight shy of this?
With the experience that we've had in regards to kind of running these circles in different areas, number one, it's the masculinity. Number one is, you know, it's that, well, I don't really need help, and, you know, I'm not going to talk to some strangers, you know, I'm all right.
You mean
and
the testosterone?
The testosterone, but also just the, you know, the fear factor of, like, you know, am I going to show my wounds? Am I going to show my vulnerabilities to a stranger? And when men... go grasp that, and they kind of face the fear, and they cross the threshold into the building where the circle is. At the end of the night, they always go, I should have come here 3 months ago.
Mm.
It's just that procrastinative voice saying, oh, it's not the man thing to do, really, to go to a man's group. I bet it's a cult. I bet it's this. I bet it's that. you know, we are a non-religious, non-political group. And in our circles, we have Muslim men, Sri Lankan men, we have Hindus, we have Sikhs. And you know why it's mixed? It's because one thing we take out of it is just the things what create debates or anything what's kind of triggering. Mm. So what we do is come along, you talk about exactly what's going on in your head, what's going on in your life, and we support you from there. We offer therapy support, you know, we offer life coaching as well. And we offer, like I say, A to Z of services in Sussex. So if someone's looking for something to do with children with regards to, you know, anything like autism like that, we can provide services what can help them in that area. If someone's looking for anything to do with domestic violence, then we can basically give you that information. So we are an A to Z service as well. So we're offering fruits to the men to come along so they can help themselves, their friends and their family while attending our groups. And that's the kind of winning formula, really. Regards to the area where the money is and things like that, no, I mean, we've got CEOs in the group, we've got MDs, we've got scaffolders. I just would say that, you know, if I open this up in London, you know, in a very high wealth area, say Chelsea, would I get men coming through the door? I would say yes, but I'd probably say that the volume of men would probably be a little bit less than more. It's a hard one to answer, really.
Yeah, I'm guessing if you open in Chelsea, the issues might be slightly different. Or
the funding would be more.
that's always useful, but you can't discriminate in that way. So exactly. Anybody listening right now that might feel they benefit from a men's share session, it's menshare listening group.co.uk. New listening group opening in Horsham tomorrow with a postcode of RH12 2RG. Hope to get the rest of the address for you fairly soon, but it's opposite the YMCA in Horsham. What time?
It starts at 7 and finishes at 9. We just asked the guys to get down there for about around about 6:45, because we give permits for the cars. And they can come in, get settled, and away we go.
Okay, well, let's hope this one is as successful as the one in Crawley in helping men get through probably some things that if, well, they don't want to face, but actually sort of pluck up the courage to actually come along and sit and talk and go through the bits and pieces and come out the other side feeling so much better for having gone along to your group.
Absolutely. And if I can just add as well, Tony, we're always looking for leaders in our circles. We're looking for men who would like to step up with training to help fellow men. So, you know, if that's a call to you, or you think, you know what, I'd love to do that, that's something I've always wanted to do, then get in touch with letstalk@mslg.org. We'll get in touch, we can discuss further. There's various other roles we do as well, engagement coordinators, you know, we're looking at fundraisers. There's lots of kind of roles within the organisation we're looking at filling. But also, as I've already mentioned, is if you want to set up your community where you know that you can serve men outside of what we're doing at the moment, then again, get in touch on that email, letstalk@mslg.org, and I'd be more than happy to discuss moving that forward, because I just don't want to serve... the dream would be to serve everyone if possible, but knowing that that might not be feasible. But by other people running their own communities for their own community, there's nothing more powerful. So,
Let's hope it all goes to plan and all the rest of it. As I say, it's mensharelistinggroup.co.uk. You can find all the details there. Sean, thank you for talking to us today. Good luck with the new Horsham listening group, and I'm sure we're going to catch up again very soon. For now, Sean, all thank you.
Thanks, Tony.